Pop Off makes you think.
I can't believe you just said that.
Pop Off links to lifestyle.
If you're happy, you'll be successful, you'll have the right relationships, and you'll make choices that are healthier for you.
Pop Off makes you smile.
He said, I don't want you pulling his tail or riding him or sitting on him. He said, and if you do that, he said, I will give you a Lassie puppy next year.
Are you serious? Did you get one?
Oh, yes, I did.
Now it's time to Pop Off with Mary Jane Pop.
Hey, have we got information for you on Pop Off in this second hour? I am telling you, wait till you hear a little bit later on. This is a tragic story, but it's one that needs to be discussed. You know, we hear about CPS, the Child Protective Services, and we go, a lot of times they don't follow through on what they should do. Well, this time it was the other extreme. They took children away that probably never should have been taken away. And not only that, then this poor woman couldn't get her kids back. I mean, it is a story that you have just got to hear. And you'll also want to hear about the conclusion or the continuing conclusion, as it may be. Now, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that we're always worried about in this life. We're worried about being healthy. We're worrying about all these diseases that we're always faced with. And we've got the swine flu, and we've got this flu, and we've got everything is piling in on us. In addition to that, we're just trying to survive every day because the economy is el stinko. Well, you know, there got to be some answers for us so that we can keep as healthy as we possibly can and avoid some of these things. Nice if we could live twice, but you know, we've only got one life, one time going around, so we need to be careful. So, you know, we hear so much about cancer and heart disease and arthritis and Alzheimer's and macular degeneration, even chronic fatigue. Now they're talking about chronic fatigue, that probiotics help with chronic fatigue. You know, get really mixed up. But what if I told you that all of those factors have something in common? And would you believe low-grade inflammation? And what's better is, and I love this one, it can be reversed. That's the message that Harvard-trained Dr. Vijaya Nair is trying to get out in her book called Prevent Cancer, and it's strokes, heart attacks, and other killers. Dr. Nair is a former professor of epidemiology at Columbia University. Dr. Nair, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
Oh, it's such a pleasure being there with you.
Now, you mean low-grade inflammation is attributed to all these diseases?
Oh, absolutely. Low-grade inflammation. Actually, inflammation just can affect all of us. And if we're in good health now, managing inflammation, that could be your ticket to a disease-free culture or a future.
Now,
but if you're currently struggling with an inflammation-related disease, then lowering the levels of inflammation in your body will not only increase the quality of your day-to-day life, it can even extend your lifespan.
Now, inflammation where?
Well, inflammation goes all over the body. Now, remember, acute inflammation is the way for the body's defenses to take care of ourselves, you know, like when you have a bacteria infection or a splinter in your hand, you know, that inflammation is fine. But what you don't see is that if inflammation can happen inside your body, and inflammation can eat away at your blood vessels, your digestive tract, your brain, your joints, and inner structures of your eye. And when that inflammation is not just acute, you know, lasting just, you know, a short period of time, but it goes on for days and weeks and months, can you imagine the damage it's going to do on your body?
Well, now, the medications that they have for all these different types of things, does that help with the inflammation, or does it do anything about the inflammation?
Well, it does. You know, the painkillers, the NSAID, we call them, the ibuprofen and the other painkillers, they do help, analgesics do help for a short period of time. But if you have rheumatoid arthritis, if you have conditions that you know, prolong the, and necessitate you taking these over the counter or prescription drugs for long periods of time, that can cause liver toxicity, can harm your kidneys, you know, can cause ulcers. You know, it's not a good sight.
Now, when did we discover, after all these years, that all these things are linked together with inflammation?
Well, I think the credit goes to a lot of researchers and the study that, for example, by Dr. Bharat Agarwal. He is the head, Dr. Agarwal is the head of the Cytokine Immune Research Lab at MD Anderson Cancer Center, mm-hmm. an arm of the University of Texas Medical School. They found that, you know, his team, he and his team are credited with discovering tumor necrosis factor, and they've done a lot of studies with natural products, Mary Jane. And they found that inflammation is actually the basic cause of all disease states,
now,
like infection and cancers, you name it.
They're
one of the research studies. They are not just the only teams in the world.
How do I know I've got inflammation?
Well, that's interesting because you can do a couple of, you know, inflammation, like I said, it's not wrong or bad for the body. In fact, it's actually good. But if you have low-grade chronic inflammation, if you look at yourself and you say, if you're obese or overweight, you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you have respiratory disease, then you know your inflammation level is a little bit higher than, you know, what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the tests that doctors look out for is like the highly sensitive C-reactive protein. That's a CRP, we call it. That's a useful indicator of, you know, how much of inflammation is happening in your body. Don't get me wrong. You have to discuss this with your healthcare
sure.
practitioner.
Yeah.
Because certain conditions, you may have it raised, and they have to tie in with what your, you know, basic health condition is.
Is the CRP, which is a test, a good idea for everybody to have?
I would imagine, yes. You would have to know what your baseline is so that if you decrease the inflammation levels in your body, you want to see that the levels are going down or at an acceptable level.
Okay. So now, and I've heard about this before because I've actually talked to cardiologists who say the same thing, that it's not the plaque necessarily that goes through the arteries in the heart and everything. It's the inflammation that kind of traps the plaque and you causes problems. Is that the interpretation that you got?
That is correct. It's the oxidized low-density cholesterol that is harming the endothelial, the inner lining of the blood vessels. That causes the plaque, the blood clots to stagnate and the blood to stagnate and the clots to form. That injury, that, remember, it's an inflammation. So any kind of irritant in that blood vessel lining will urge the body's immune system to send all the macrophages and the cytokines to the site. And that promotes a cascade of the inflammatory reactions in the body. But that can, if it goes on and on and on, prolonged, then, you know, it causes a lot of the plaque buildup, which we don't want to see.
But I have to be honest with you. I understand, you know, with all the drugs that we have, and every, thank God we have some of the medications that keep us alive, but sometimes you hear the side effects of some of these things, and it's like, is there another way? Because this stuff will kill you just by taking the medication.
Yes, that's why I talk a lot about it in my book, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. And on our website, the jivasupplements.org, Jiva spelled J-I-V-A, we give tons and tons of research, Mary Jane, on the kind of natural products, herbs, and supplements that can be given safely, that can be taken effectively for some of these conditions. But they have to be discussed. The you know, we encourage people to discuss these things with their health care practitioners.
Absolutely.
What are the alternative remedies that you can take?
Are we getting ahead on any of these things with the traditional medicines that we have? They always say, oh, well, people are living longer. I don't know if they're living longer. We're just discovering the diseases earlier, you know?
Well, we have to look at, I'm a proponent that we have to look at our diets. That, you know, if you're going to be eating foods high in sugars and high in refined sugars and salts and high fructose corn syrup, I mean, it's an indication where we are going, you know, with our diet. And there is a definite correlation with the kind of diet you're eating, the foods that you're eating, and the disease states that we have, not to mention all the other stresses we are facing.
Well, look at, I mean, when we talk about the population in this country, we're talking about 60, 62% are overweight or obese.
Yes.
And that's we never were that way. If you look back at some of the old television shows, you know, some on Nickelodeon and all this kind of thing, and you see audiences of people that used to go see the shows, they were svelte. I mean, they were thin people. I'm not saying that weren't maybe a little overweight, but I mean, we've gotten way out of hand.
And I think that's why we have to come back to the basics. People have to realize that the diet they're eating, if you're going to eat a lot of, you know, organic, non-organic foods, or you're eating genetically modified foods, you have to read the labels. Go to your farmer's market. Buy locally grown produce wherever you can. Go for the organic labeling. You know, you have to be careful about what you're buying and what you're putting into the body. And I stress it's not just dietary supplements you have to take. You have to talk about massage. You have to talk about detox. You got to talk about meditation. You got to talk about, you know, taking care of your body by exercising and then giving back to society. You know, all those things have to be put in our lives. It's not just a one cure can fix everything. There's no such thing.
Now, you actually went through some health problems on your own. Is this how you came to the discovery that you did?
Put the nail in the coffin, so to speak. Yes, when I was doing the research at Columbia and at Harvard, and I was getting, you know, more and more puzzled and, you know, just shocked at the number of complications, like you very correctly put, with conventional treatments, and especially cancer treatments. And in many cases, the side effects, the complications were killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that more and more the Asian, you know, traditional medicine approaches were actually much better in the long run for treating a lot of the complications of conventional treatments and for, you know, for managing chronic illnesses as one of the measures. And, you know, I found that when I got ill with my severe bleeding fibroids, that none of the conventional, you know, treatments worked, except everybody was telling me, five gynecologists were telling me, Vijaya, you have to go for a hysterectomy. Now, I have a family history of fibroids and, you know, problems with the uterus, and none of the women in my family did well after the hysterectomy. So I knew I had a strong family history of, you know, developing scar tissue. Hence, I pursued very aggressively the path of looking for herbs and spices that I could take. And I found that curcumin, it's a very, very, very good, powerful anti-inflammatory properties, and fermented soy, for example, it enhanced my immunity. It reduced the fibroids in my uterus because the research was showing it was reducing, a lot of the inflammatory conditions that we know.
Now, I had somebody on not too long ago who said soy is not good for you. So first it's good for you, then it's not good for you. I don't know anymore.
Well, the person is absolutely right. Soy that is unfermented is not good for you. They have been linked to so many problems, including thyroid problems and fertility issues. And particularly now, if you don't read the labels, most of the soy in this country is genetically modified soy. But if you come to fermented, cultured soy that is organically grown, that is non-GMO, we're talking about apples and oranges, Mary Jane.
Okay.
Because the fermented soy is how the Asians typically have been taking it. And fermented soy foods, you have the whole food is fermented. All the anti-nutrients of the soybean is got rid of in the fermentation process.
Amazing.
And that's how we want to promote that. People should start eating traditional foods like that.
How did you come? I hear you're a Harvard-trained physician, and obviously in traditional medicine. How did you come to accept the idea that, hey, there's got to be another way?
You know, it's so funny. I grew up in Singapore and been surrounded by traditional Chinese medicine and traditional Ayurvedic or the Indian medicine system. But I studied in a conventional, world-class medical university. So when I did at Harvard, my postdoc in epidemiology and psychiatry, I found that, you know, I had to reshift my thinking because I was exposed to all the good things that can come out of this just by natural remedies. And I started putting that in my practice. And I realized that, you know, what I grew up with, you know, that I took it for granted, you know, like acupuncture, for example, or massage, or proper diets, you know, cooking at home and using whole foods and using it with lots of spices and, you know, good stuff, ginger, garlic. I found that there was so much of literature to show that these products and, you know, natural herbs and solutions were really good for the body.
You know,
I could heal us.
And the other thing that I kind of worry about is obviously pharmaceuticals. have a very strong hold on our country. They really do, and they make a lot of money. And it's all almost like I don't think they want to, and I'm not saying this is an indictment, but it's a question. You wonder whether people really want to find an answer to all these diseases, because you're going to put a lot of people out of jobs. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I wouldn't go on either side. I think there's good in pharmaceutical drugs and, you know, interventions, you know, when, you know, it's like a good thing. If you take too much of a good thing, even nectar or, you know, it becomes bad. I think you have to know with a lot of information, and you have to know, question your doctors. When you approach a doctor and doctor tells you you need to do something for a long period of time, question the doctor and check in with the second opinion or third opinion. Go to a holistically trained doctor to see what are the alternatives you have. And, you know, do you have to just rely on pharmaceutical drugs? Diseases are chronic diseases of our, you know, times, like diabetes, hypertension, you know, they can be treated with herbs and with very, very less side effects. So sometimes you may have to do both, but do it with a qualified healthcare practitioner. That's my message.
Now, low-grade inflammation, just getting back to that, what triggers it? Is it our lifestyle? Is it, you know, what we eat, how we live, the stress that we're under, all those elements?
Well, that's interesting. Exactly. Exactly. Anything that can cause a stress in the body and from outside, pollution, for example, cigarette smoke, for example, if you live in an environment where there's a lot of secondhand smoke, believe it or not, there's been studies to show that that can trigger the NF-kappa-B. That is a molecule that triggers a lot of the genes that will cause this cascade of inflammatory pathways to happen in your body. People now can check, researchers can check, you know, the level of NF-kappa-B and what it is doing in your body. So everything can stress it out.
Just recently, I heard that probiotics can actually help with chronic fatigue. Do you agree with that?
You know, I would use it judiciously, because I think there are many probiotics out there in the market. It's best to discuss it with your healthcare practitioner, which type is good for you. But I am a firm advocate for probiotics, because it is used properly in many disease states, including chronic fatigue syndrome, because, as you know, Mary Jane, 80% of our immunity is in our gut. And the more pharmaceutical drugs like antibiotics we're taking, we're seeing more and more we're building up resistance to these very same drugs that we need. And not only that, it's upsetting the good bacteria, you know, in our gut. So the balance between the good and the bad bacteria is totally upset when you continually take drugs like antibiotics, for example.
Absolutely.
So you do need probiotics. You need vitamin B complex to restore that balance.
Amazing. Hang in there with me. I want to take a quick break here, and then let's talk a little bit about maybe some tips to de-stress our life so that we can, you know, enjoy life a little bit better. Because, boy, talking about stress these days, we got it in spades, okay?
Absolutely.
Dr. Nair is with us today. Prevent cancer and a whole slew of other things, but you gotta pay attention.
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Jeez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Have you ever said, I'll never need an attorney? Hi, Mary Jane here. Do you need a will prepared? Have you ever signed a contract? Have you ever gotten an inaccurate credit rating or problems with an insurance claim or a company not honoring a warranty? Do you have teenage drivers trying to collect child support or just been treated unfairly? Then you do need an attorney. But can you afford one? Well, now you can. As a member of Prepaid Legal Services, you and your family have access to services to secure your life, including a legal shield with round-the-clock access for arrest and detainment. These are the best and brightest attorneys. For less than a cup of coffee a day, you can have peace of mind. I do. Call Prepaid Legal at 888-307-1733. 50% of American households will encounter at least one legal situation this year. Protect yourself with Prepaid Legal Services at 888-307-1733. Your attorney is waiting. Call 888-307-1733 today for your life. we do drift through the years, and unfortunately we drift through them, and not necessarily in a really healthy way. And that's why we have Dr. Vijaya Nair. She is an MD, and she's also author of Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. And she reveals evidence based on anti-inflammatory healing remedies, and we're talking about natural healing remedies. I have to ask you, do you have some tips on just how to de-stress life? I mean, we have so many things coming at us these days. You know, the economy is bad, the world is bad, the water stinks, the ground has been leached, you know, the air we breathe is not good. We don't know where to turn anymore. So what can we do to de-stress our lives and live a healthier life?
Well, I've got some tips here for you, at least about 9 tips here, and it's in the book that you mentioned, the Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. And a lot of the articles and tips, Mary Jane, are also posted up on my website, www.jivasupplements.org, and Jiva is spelled J-I-V-A. Now, one of the first things we talked about was eating smart. And that means buying organic food. And most of the reasons why people prefer organic, locally grown food is it's better food quality. Mm-hmm. It's better taste and there's freshness. Avoid high sugar content foods, high fructose corn syrup, for example. You know, turn off the trans fats and saturated fats in your diet. You know, eating fresh organic food helps you to keep that direction. And, of course, complementing it with a good immune-boosting, energizing supplements, dietary supplements is a must for all of us. The second thing we can do is get moving. Exercise has been shown, whether it's yoga, it's Tai Chi, or just a regular walking, brisk walking, 30 minutes, you know, 3-4 times a day or 4 times a week, mm-hmm. has been shown to improve blood circulation and lymphatic circulation and improve immunity for a person. The third thing you can do is get regular massages. More research is showing now that even regular massages improves the lymphatic circulation and gets rid of toxins in your body. The fifth thing is give yourself the gift of sleep. A good, adequate 8 to 9 hours of sleep is fundamental for most people.
8 to 9?
Oh, yes. Research is showing that the longer that you can sleep, it improves your well-being, improves your immunity, and it generally heals the body faster from any kind of conditions, medical conditions you have.
Amazing. That's a long time to sleep, I'll tell you.
Well, if you can, I mean, that is the best thing to go for.
Okay.
And then the sixth is detoxify your home, and then you detoxify your body, and then, you know, have a positive outlook. I'm a firm believer that, you know, you can, if you change your outlook and consider having blessings and gratitude in your heart every day for whatever you're going through in life, you know, that puts you in a better, more positive frame. And we've seen research showing that that definitely heals your body. And the last thing is meditate, and that's an absolute must. And finally, giving back to society.
Excellent. Now, you also mentioned in your book about resveratrol.
Yes.
That's the hottest new thing right now for anti-aging, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And why?
Well, it's very exciting because of the French paradox, Mary Jane. If you remember, people in France, they eat, you know, foods that are high in calorie and saturated fat.
Yeah.
But the difference was they were drinking a glass or two of wine a day. And researchers found out it's what's in the wine. It's an ingredient called resveratrol from the grape, skin of the grapes. And we have now found exciting research that even resveratrol is good for, you know, preventing this age-related conditions from happening in the first place, but it's only in animal studies. And it's been shown that resveratrol is also good at, you know, fighting the infections in ourselves. Mm. So it's very, very promising. I'm very excited by it. And at Jiva, we have a resveratrol combination with Google and garlic extract to improve your cardiovascular functioning.
But how much do you know that you're supposed to take? Because, you know, there are so many companies that make so many different things, and we don't know how much is in anything, or if we do know, we don't know if it's enough. How do we decide?
You can't. You're absolutely right. You can't. And the best thing is to talk with your healthcare practitioner. Talk with a certified nutritionist, a holistic nutritionist, or what we call an integrative nutritionist, and check with them, you know, is this good for me, and what is the dosage, and what's the brand? You know, we've done a lot of work on our researching what is the best resveratrol we should get. And, you know, you have to trust the companies, you know, what they are providing is good and what is needed for your body. And only your healthcare practitioner can advise you on that.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. You have to have someone who's willing to talk east and west.
That is exactly correct. And, you know, there are resources in my book that prevent cancer, strokes, heart attacks, and other deadly killers. There's a page on resources where we tell you where you can go to get doctors or healthcare practitioners who are more holistically minded, who knows about this topic. If you talk to a doctor, you know, who's too busy doing readups and what's current in the field, they may or may not know about the benefits. But whereas if you go to a certified integrative nutritionist or a medical doctor who has some holistic training, they can give you better advice on what kind of supplements to take and a diet to follow.
I'm always a firm believer if they poo-poo anything, any possibility, find yourself another doctor. I'm serious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
You know, you got to have someone who's going to at least keep an open mind.
Yes.
You know, to the possibilities. They may not be familiar with it, but, you know, if they say, why don't you go ahead and try it and we'll see how it works, at least they're willing to listen to the possibilities.
You know, there is an association called American Holistic Medical Association, AHMA, mm-hmm. American Holistic Medical Association, or the American Naturopathic Association. They have a number of physicians around the country, you know, on their website, and you could just click to your area and find a doctor, that you talk to them. See whether they have the same mindset as you and what your concerns are, whether they're prepared to listen to you.
Absolutely.
You know, and don't just go for the first one.
You got it. Now, let's give that website again.
My website is jivasupplements.org.
And that's
J-I-V-A. And the other website that I talked about was all in the list in the book, the Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. And one of the main sites that I talk about is the American Medical Holistic Association. AHMA.com or .org.
Fantastic. And the Prevent Cancer book, I assume, is available every place, right?
It's available everywhere. It's available on Amazon.com. Your listeners can also call my 1-800 number, and they can get the book, 1-800-517-7606.
Terrific. Dr. Nair, thank you so much for being with us on Pop Off. We got to open up minds and possibilities and keep people as healthy as we can.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary Jane, for the great work you're doing. Thank you.
Take care now. That's Dr. Vijaya Nair, N-A-I-R, and the name of the book is Prevent Cancer, and you can go to Jiva, and that's J-I-V-A supplements.org, or you can call 800-517-7606. Taking charge of your own life. That's basically what it's all about.
This is your Consumer Electronics Minute. Going green with Consumer Electronics means buying products that are energy efficient and environmentally friendly. It also means you'll get a product with fewer chemicals, easier to recycle, repair, and upgrade. TVs, MP3 players, and cell phones are just some of the product categories that have gone green. The prices are comparable to regular lines, and the styles are just as sleek. To find a database of green electronics products, check mygreenelectronics.org on the web. When you're ready to buy, visit your local electronics dealer. Sometimes green electronics are not labeled, so you'll need to make sure the salesperson does their homework to ensure the product you want to buy is truly green. If you are ready to help the environment, start at mygreenelectronics.org and join the global movement to environment and energy savings. A public service from this station and the Consumer Electronics Association.
Hi. My name is Nina Nelson with Alternative Wellness Solutions. One of the ways to stay young is to learn how to maintain a healthy body. This includes managing glucose and insulin resistance, emotional well-being, immune function, and gut health. With aging, our bodies can become insulin resistant, which means that we have a hard time getting sugars from our foods into the cells of our body. The brain requires glucose to function. You end up getting tired and can't focus on tasks. Mood swings occur when you skip meals. Fruits and starches are carbohydrates that create the highest amount of available glucose for the body. Unfortunately, if you are insulin resistant, this also leads to excessive weight gain when you are unable to bring the glucose into your cells. If you have any of these concerns, please call us at 916-294-0300. This is Nina Nelson with Alternative Wellness Solutions. Visit our website at wemakeyouwell.com. That's wemakeyouwell.com. This is Nina Nelson. We look forward to working with you soon.
Come before the storm. I know it's been coming.
Yes, and we do see that rain, and the rain can be extremely devastating. This is a story that should never happen to anyone. She had a child removed from her home. She went through the torturous hell to get her own child back. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports that more than 84,000 children were taken from their parents by the government, with no statistics available for how many of them were actually returned to their parents. Now, we hear the stories how CPS, the Child Protective Services, doesn't follow up and how children suffer as a result. Well, now Claire Murphy is the director of the Self-Rejuvenation Center and author of Preserved to Serve. It's the other side of the story. Claire, nice to have you with us on Pop Off.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Now, when, first of all, when did all this happen to you?
Okay. Preserved to Serve is an autobiography, but the highlight of that life was when my child was removed, and that was in 1981.
Okay. Has anything changed?
In regard to?
Well, it's been 28 years. Anything changed in the meantime from what happened to you to what's happening today?
Well, as far as what's going on with the state and the medical establishment and the foster care system, I don't see very much change, but okay. I'm not up on all those statistics.
Got you. Now, what state were you in when that happened?
I was in New York.
New York. New York, is every state a little bit different, or do they have pretty much rules that cross the board?
Again, I'm not sure about that. I would suspect that there are some differences, but I do believe that the intention is, if at all possible, to return the child to the family. However, in my case, it was very much going in the opposite direction.
Now, first of all, why were the children removed? Was it one child or more than one child?
Just my daughter.
Your daughter.
Was actually removed. My son was on the original petition or complaint of neglect, but they realized very quickly that he was far from neglected and very much going in the opposite direction. He was 14 years older than my daughter, and I kept saying, he's an eyewitness. Let him come in. Let him testify. Let's look at his life. But that never happened.
How old was your daughter?
Well, my daughter was removed when she was 3 months old.
Oh, wow. And what kind of neglect was cited?
Okay, we were brought up on 7 charges, that is Mr. Murphy and myself, and we were found guilty of one, which was improper medical supervision, because we had refused to put her in the hospital, but she had been improving, and that was in all the attending doctor's records except for the one who blew the whistle. And as it turned out, after 4 subpoenas and the threat of jail, when she finally showed up, it was brought out that she wasn't even a full practicing pediatrician.
Wow. And she basically cited that you didn't follow up on medical services for your daughter, and therefore that's mistreatment?
Yes. And she did call me, and I said, please call the doctor who's been seeing her on a regular basis, and he can tell you that there has been improvement. Her hemoglobin has gone up. Her weight gain, according to Dr. Poppett, and that's not the real name, wasn't sufficient for the typical American baby on a chart. But I kept saying, will any of you please look at her birth chart? The condition she was born in, she was low birth weight, high risk intensive care. She was at the low end of the spectrum in most of the abilities expected of infants, like arm recoil and things like that. Hmm. And so when she finally did come home, she was very miserable and crying, and we had trouble putting on her undershirts, and she was so tight. But I already knew from my son what to do to help a sick child. He had been hyper and retarded. And she also prospered for 3 months, and it was the 3 months that I applied the natural remedies that actually saved that baby's life. And to this day, I know that. I experienced that when the state took her. For 4 months, that they held her, and she was in the hospital for part of the time. She slipped every single day. Initially, she was propped up on the nurse's desk as a sweet little loving baby who was not thriving because she wasn't fed sufficiently. And so they took away everything that I had been giving her, including the breast, and she slipped. Her feet were pricked. The blood tests were shredded. I realized all of this. It was a very, very bad scene for my family.
Honestly,
we were never going to see that child again.
So how did you fight the system?
Good question. Well, after we were found guilty, and it was obvious to me that our local attorney didn't present the evidence we gave him to present, even though we were paying him. He played golf with the head of pediatrics. He was a friend of the judge's. Family court is a very close situation. I could only see my daughter at that time for a half hour a week under supervision. And I was frantic because she was slipping. I called all over the world asking for help. And as God would have it, the head of the Criminal Lawyers Association of the United States picked up on this. He read all the records, the hospital, the doctors, the court tapes, and his apprentice got whatever records he could from the hospital, and they put all this together. And also, his doctor was the president of the International Academy of Preventive Medicine, who also reviewed all the case.
Mm-hmm.
And they also got a leading pediatrician of the day. And the three of them showed up in court and said a mistake had been made.
Wow.
Dr. D, who is still alive, said he accepted full responsibility for the baby, myself, and what I was doing for the baby. It was very courageous and very dramatic, and I noted that at the time, but my heart was so broken that it's taken me years to put together all these records, which I did save, and to pen Preserved to Serve. And that's just one instance of how I've been preserved to serve. There are many examples of that in the book.
Amazing. Now, as far as her treatment when she was in the hospital after she was taken from you, you said you were appalled at the treatment. Why?
Well, because they took a baby off 7 juices and syrups and the breast, and they promised to at least give her apple juice and soy milk, but they didn't. They put her straight on Prosobi, and there's no vitality in it compared with what I knew. It was a death sentence unless something dramatic happened, which did.
Mm-hmm.
But she was, you know, given procedures. Mr. Murphy and I were asked to consent. We didn't, but they performed them anyway. She would be wheeled around.
How could that happen? I mean, you're still the parents.
Well, thank you. According to Attorney Roth, who did take on this case eventually, our First Amendment rights really were violated.
Sure.
Well, but what happened was that the state listened to the doctors who fudged the records, and that's in evidence in my book. And the foster care system listened to the doctors, who did lie in their testimonies, and it's quite obvious when you put the whole thing together what happened and what was going on. And nobody listened to the parents for 1 second about this. Nobody reviewed the birth of the child, what had happened with her son, what I said I knew worked. And the more I objected to forced vaccinations, the worse it got for me. And so eventually, I learned to keep my mouth shut. Even when I got the baby back, I learned to hide all the good things that I started to give her again. And when the supervisors would come, everything looked normal, according to what they wanted to see.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say, as a result of that highly traumatic experience, that the first year of life is totally critical to what happens to us for the rest of our lives.
You bet.
Because that baby improved so quickly when I got her back at 7 months. that she was picked up by National Talent Agency, which was the leading modeling agency at that time in the country. And she improved every single year so that when she started kindergarten, she was in the 60th percentile, which is slightly above average. And at that time, Goals 2000 for the country was that every child should come to school ready, able to learn to read, and she was.
Mm-hmm.
And her standardized tests improved every year she was with me up through age 18. So at that time, she went to LaGuardia. Well, she graduated from LaGuardia High School of Music and Art and the Performing Arts with a scholarship in engineering physics and a brown belt in karate.
Oh, be darned. So she's doing well.
Well, she certainly is. She's last week she was 28 years old.
Oh, bless her heart.
She has a little baby of her own, which was totally unpredictable given her condition at birth. I looked at that twisted spine, and so narrow was her lower back, and I thought she could never bear children of her own. But little did I know how fantastic these natural remedies really are. Even though she had been taken for the 4 months that the state had her to United Cerebral Palsy for a developmental problem, and the foster mother didn't want to take care of her anymore because she was too difficult, getting too sickly, and cried all the time.
Oh.
What a nightmare for me.
Yeah.
But the other end of it is now I'm able to help people through the Self-Rejuvenation Center, and it's just natural healing and natural lifestyle. It isn't allopathic drug surgery. It isn't complementary alternative medicine, which is you have this one particular problem and this is the remedy that you take for it. This is balancing blood chemistry. It is the whole system that needs to be treated, and the best way is through nutrition at a very high level, which was applied with my baby, which I'm still using myself today, and anybody else who genuinely wants to heal themselves. And it's not only getting over a condition, it's beyond cure and a progressive lifestyle guaranteed. But the condition is that you do what you're told to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about what you did for her. And I'm still confused as to what her condition was.
Yes. Well,
did you ever know what the condition was, or was it a multiple set of conditions?
Well, they originally said she was failure to thrive and, of course, wanted to blame it on the mother. And but she wasn't. She was getting better. There were doctors breaking the doors down, naturopaths. They were refused admittance to the hospital. Telegrams were sent to the court, which were ignored by pediatricians. This story is unbelievable, but I have all the evidence that indeed it did happen.
Wow. Hang in there with me. Let's talk a little bit more about what that rejuvenation center of yours is trying to accomplish, okay?
Yes.
And again, it's preserved to serve, and it's happening to other parents, and we need to know why. That's the big question.
Hi, I'm Patrick Dempsey, and I know firsthand how dealing with cancer can impact someone's life. My mother is a two-time ovarian cancer survivor. That is why I support Breakaway from Cancer, an initiative that supports the services of two nonprofit organizations, the Wellness Community and the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, making support, education, and hope available to everyone. One person alone does not beat cancer. Visit BreakawayFromCancer.com and connect to a variety of free services and programs. A public service from Breakaway from Cancer.
And I want to let you know that any of the books that we talk about on Pop Off, you got to go to the Almost Perfect Bookstore to get them, if you can. It's maybe a little bit out of your way, but I'm telling you, it would be well worth your time. They're located in Roseville at 1901 Douglas Boulevard. The reason I say it is because you are going to save such a buco bucks. If you have books sitting at home that you didn't even buy at the Almost Perfect Bookstore, you can take them in, and Kelly Almer will actually buy them back from you for cash. Or she'll do a trade, and she'll tell you how much they're worth, and then you get more books and take those home and do the same thing over and over again. And the books that have been traded in, well, guess what? You're going to save 50 to 60%. You cannot beat the deal. It's the best way to do it. It's different. It's completely different. Buy, sell, and trade at the Almost Perfect Bookstore. And also, if you do buy books there that are even new books, you're still going to have savings because Kelly works out some wonderful deals. There's also a whole section when you walk in, if you look off to the left-hand side, that says, As Seen on Pop-Off, as featured on Pop-Off. And my mugshot's there. We've got sample books, etc. But this is not a little tiny little book nook. It's huge. It's huge. So give yourself plenty of time because you're going to spend some time there looking at the books. I mean, I've seen students go in there and look for books for literature and all kinds of things. So, I mean, they've got it all. How-to books, novels. And if they don't have it, Kelly will pick up the phone or go into the computer and she'll order it for you. So it's like a regular bookstore. But you got the savings that you're going to have because they buy, sell, and trade. Again, they're located at 1901 Douglas Boulevard. It's the corner of Douglas and Sierra Gardens in Roseville. Very easy to find. About 3 stoplights off of Interstate 80 on Douglas Boulevard East. You can't miss it. Get in the left-hand lane and you'll see the big letters on the side of the building that says the Almost Perfect Bookstore. If you have any questions, call Kelly. 916-781-7935. Kelly Elmer does a spectacular job at the Almost Perfect Bookstore, and you know what? You're going to make out like a band of toots. The Almost Perfect Bookstore, I call it perfect.
Parents, we need to talk about your children. There's a new thing on the streets, a substance so potent, teens are choosing it over cigarettes, pot, and alcohol. The kids are calling it lasagna or lasagna. We're not sure, but we are sure that it's a gateway dish to other things like pork chops and twice-baked potatoes, goulash and, well, whatever goes with goulash. Yes, lasagna is out there. And if you're lucky, it will happen to your child because studies show that children who eat dinner with their families are less likely to smoke, drink, or use drugs. This is Jamie Lee Curtis encouraging you to have dinner with your kids every day. A message from CASA, the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. For more information, visit www.casafamilyday.org.
And, of course, we want to make sure that you understand that when you talk about children and you talk about what is happening in their lives, it needs to be discussed because, as a parent, you want to do the best that you possibly can for your child, right? But if you do the best and then someone also takes that right away from you, it's totally wrong. And Claire Murphy knows all about that. She authored a book called Preserved to Serve. Her child was taken away at 3 months old, and she fought to get her child back and did, but she was 7 months old at the time. And in your opinion, Claire, if you wouldn't have gotten your child back, do you think she would have survived?
Definitely not.
Hmm. See, that's the frightening part. Here you are, a parent who wants to save the life of your child,
yes,
and then the child is taken away from you, and you have no control over it. It's just incredible.
Yes, it almost sounds like a conspiracy was involved, and I wouldn't go that far, but surely a cover-up with fudging of numbers. They cut off the length of my baby, her head circumference, and what I'm saying is provable from doctor's records. But the hospital, in their dismissal papers, did all of that. In other words, blame it on the mother.
But the amazing part of that, Claire, is, you know, we hear all these horror stories about the CPS, and they never they don't follow through. And a child is abused,
yes,
and killed and all this kind of thing. And then here's something where you've got a mother who cares so much about her child.
I know.
And the opposite. I mean, it's like 180 degrees.
I know. It was sloppy, to say the least.
Did you ever have an apology? I mean, did they ever say, we're sorry we did that?
No, never. I'll tell you something interesting, though. That being found guilty of neglect was posted in Albany, as it should have been. And years later, I needed to have some paperwork done for my daughter. And I said to the attorney, you better check on this. And what was placed up there in Albany had Dr. D's letter attached to it. But the irony of it is the whole thing has disappeared. It's very interesting, but I still have all the records, and I'm far from crazy. Yeah, but I have been diagnosed with dementia, which is another thing which they say is going to bankrupt Medicare, but I'm actually getting better every day and certainly can carry on a rational conversation.
Yeah.
I know. And, you know, about children, my heart has always been with them. And that commercial or whatever it was about lasagna.
Yeah.
I have wanted to say for years that when I say that first year is so critical, we must have basic chemistry. And what it is because of many of the things that are being consumed by young people, their chemistry is acidic.
Oh, yeah.
And they're more prone to just move right into that vein of deeper and deeper addiction. That is why it is so critical that pediatricians begin to pay attention to what I'm saying. And I'm just grateful that the evidence in that book is out there now. And what I'm speaking about is irrefutable evidence of what we really can be. Instead of getting worse and worse and fretting and worrying, we can actually help our children.
Yeah.
And I myself, my mother died of cancer of the ascending colon because you had a cancer commercial too.
Yeah.
And my maternal grandmother died of cancer of the ascending colon also.
Oh, my.
And so, you know, what was I in store for?
Yeah.
But I'm not suffering from anything or dying of anything because of this natural lifestyle. So what I'm saying is, no matter how horrendous, we can turn it around. And I'm here to offer that word which the pastor was saying, hope. I'm offering hope to humanity, and as conditions get progressively worse and people are afraid, there is hope available for us all, and especially our children, so that we might inherit a much brighter future.
You bet.
And so we have the possibility of children improving every year, the way my daughter did, coming up in the school system. What would that look like for our job market? What would that look like for the teachers who are teaching those children? I have thought of this all through the years, but now finally I've had the courage to put out the book and be able to speak about what is so positively wonderful for us right now. And if you had children, we're getting better every year. And all right, you have to work. You both have to work. Whatever
sure.
the circumstance, I raised both of my children by myself. Each one. And so there aren't too many excuses. I worked many jobs. I supported four people.
Why was it a breakup with your husband after this all happened?
Yes.
Oh,
in a word, yes. We lost our home. We lost everything.
Oh,
and
my.
Yeah. Yes, all of that ensued.
Oh.
I'm not sorry for any of it now, and I'll tell you why. Because of it, I have great compassion for people and what they're suffering and for what they're experiencing, because I've been there and I've been through it. And
yeah.
all this stuff is spelled out in Preserve to Serve. There's one beautiful chapter, though, about when my daughter went to LaGuardia High School and how she improved every year, and she was taking college-level courses as a junior and a senior. She was commuting back and forth 2 hours each way on public transportation. There were rehearsals, performances, and I was running by myself, taking care of all this as well, while I was working, teaching, and so on. It's extraordinary, the energy that we can possess, because really that's what that was her energy level
sure.
and her balance. And she, if the least amongst us, which she was in her birth condition, can be brought to that level, what's possible for all of us?
Absolutely. And I hope your son is doing well, too.
He is. Actually, Sunday's birthday, he'll be 41.
Bless his heart.
And he's married as of October. And the thing about Charlie is that he was given to age 19 to live as a young person.
Huh.
And he had convulsions and congestion in the pelvic portion of his kidney.
Well, you know what? We're running really short on time here. So I want to make sure, first of all, I'm so grateful that everything is okay with both your children.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure everybody knows they can go to preservetoserve.com, and the book is available out there, Preserve to Serve. And I want to thank you so much for being with us on Pop Off.
Well, thank you for having me, Mary Jane.
Keep up
and
the good work.
With your new book.
Thank you so much. Keep up the good work, darling.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Preserve to Serve, the name of the book, Claire Murphy, preservetoserve.com. Incredible stories, but true. From Popoff. And, of course, want to thank you for being with us. And in the meantime, live simply, laugh often, love deeply, and above all else, dare to dream. That's what it's all about.